and hit a 10K month after a blank check I wrote for that amount sometime that summer. I wrote another blank check for about 12K leading up to our wedding and received an incredibly generous amount from our loved ones in monetary value exceeding that and future home gifts that we never had the means to purchase on our own just yet.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast. My name's Anita Aguilar. I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you, and I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation, and we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it.
Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. I am super happy and grateful that you tuned in today because today is actually all about you. Yep. You guessed it. You've seen it probably in the notes already that I am reading your testimonies. I really, really love reading these testimonies. It's my gratitude for you investing this time and energy into yourself by listening to this podcast. If you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are a long-term listener, welcome back. This is your reminder that each and every one of your likes and subscribes to the podcast helps us get this message out to as many people as possible. So without further ado, we're just going to get right into it. Again, this is going to be a mix of questions that we get in our community versus some really cool testimonies. And so pick and pull the things that feel good to you. If it gives you chills, makes you excited, maybe it's bringing up some certain emotions of you. We're all connected, the law of oneness. All right, this first one is a question from Janisha Hawkins, and she is in our community. Her and I have been talking a lot one-on-one, and she actually asked me a question the other day, and I usually do this when you all reach out to me via Instagram or Telegram in our groups, but I ask if it's okay that I answer these questions on the pod, because I do believe that there's just so many people who are going through the same thing. And even if it's not the same exact scenario, you can put yourself in their shoes and maybe it applies somewhere in your life. So the question was, hey, Anita, I got a question and I'm trying to practice on feeling my emotions. And I have been meditating and reprogramming my subconscious mind with abundance meditations. But what are some tips and tricks that you have to feel worthy? And how did you come to feel those emotions? Can you give me some examples like you did when you told us the story about how you manifested $400 through a makeup client or big events in your life like that? And I was like, oh my gosh, this is definitely a podcast question. So I really, really appreciate this and the vulnerability of even asking because it's opening up so much space and you're just that open. There's so much that happens when you are just open and receptive and you're looking for the answer or at least not judging the answer and it naturally just comes to you. So the reason why I really love this question is because it's really talking about processing the emotion opposed to avoiding it. A lot of times we unconsciously do this. And again, we just think that if we think something positive and we always think about how everything can go right, then that's what will happen. But actually what happens is that you are repressing those emotions. And when you don't have the desired outcome, we start to suffocate it. And you're unconsciously attracting more things and scenarios of what you quote unquote don't want because you're so scared of having it. But the key is to get super clear on what it is that you're scared of. Because if you can get super clear on what emotion that you are trying to avoid and you feel it right then and there, again, I always use the example of thinking about something super, super cringe and it makes your hands sweaty. I have so many moments like that where I think about, wish I would have said or did that. But that's an example, right? You bring that emotion of what it is that you think that you're trying to avoid. So maybe it's failure, maybe it's lack, maybe it's disappointment. And you just feel it right then and there. So I know you're hearing this concept. But there's only a small percentage of you who are really understanding it because of the events that are happening in your life. And so for my example that she asked for, I decided I wanted to share the story about when I truly understood this concept for the first time. because I was in the same exact position where I was like, okay, I'm conscious, I'm aware, I'm meditating, I'm thinking about the positive, I've manifested so many things. And again, I heard this concept over and over and over again, but I never truly understood it until I was truly open to it. And I think I was actually listening to Joe Dispenza, Becoming Supernatural. And that's when I first opened my mindset to it. And I was like, oh, okay. And I actually ended up listening to a podcast episode that I had already listened to from the Manifestation Babe. And I distinctively remember this moment because I'm like, I just got back from the park. I was listening to Joe Dispenza. I came back to the house. I'm making my dinner for the night. I'm listening to the podcast. And then the guest that she had on the show said it word for word, is that you literally just have to sit there and feel. And that's when it hit me. I was like, wait. I've heard this concept so many times, but for some reason at that very specific moment, I realized that I was actually not doing that at all. And I was like, it sounds so simple, but it was the first time that I realized that I wasn't implementing it. So I was going on about my day. I finished cooking my meals. And then I went up to the hot tub, which was like my nightly routine, is that I would go to the hot tub and just be up there and sit. And I'd usually listen to a podcast or some music. But in that moment, I was like, okay, I'm just going to do what she said. I'm just going to feel. I'm going to feel awkward with my eyes closed. I'm going to feel awkward because I'm not listening to anything. I'm not feeling any voids. I'm not making conversations with anybody. I was just literally sitting there and feeling. So that is my quick story about the first time I became conscious and aware of this concept of really processing these emotions instead of running from them, and how simple this is, but I just, again, started implementing it from that very day. Alrighty, this next one is a testimony. This is from Amber. It reads, girl, I did one of your manifesting techniques where you write out the amount that you want to manifest and you look at all the ways that you could make the money. It was for $7,000 by January 7th. I did the technique 2 days ago. Today, I woke up with two job offers. One, I will be making $5,000 in 2 weeks, and then the other job is $850 for the whole day. She says, I'm so stoked. I actually have a question for you about that, actually. So I manifested 98% of the goal, which is fucking awesome and I'm happy about. But I realized after taxes, it'll take what's actually going into my account down to $3,000 instead of $5,000. Do you have any suggestions on ways around that? Ooh, these are good questions and a really cool testimony. So again, just celebrating you. She is a manifestation queen. So she teaches makeup artists. She's in the makeup world. I can drop her Instagram in the show notes too, because I just really, really appreciate her serving her community as well. But I guess the biggest thing here, topic of conversation, is to really not going around it, but really, again, going back to this first example of feeling that emotion. So whatever is coming up for you when you think about paying taxes, maybe it's that the idea that it's a waste of money. Maybe it's a belief that they're taking too much. Now I don't have enough. Again, there's some underlying subconscious beliefs about taxes. And this is in general, like every single person in our society has been programmed to have these fears around taxes, especially when you have your own business and you start making more money. So there's the masculine and the feminine. So the feminine, again, is really looking at those stories. What's coming up for you? What is the biggest fear? Because again, that fear is going to start to keep coming to the surface over and over and over again until we truly feel it. And that's when the next level comes, because again, you're no longer trying to avoid that situation. You're really accepting it. And you're part of the 2%, which is super, super cool. But then the masculine is, again, just going back and looking at the numbers. Because if you're conscious that it's taking that much money, and even though it's in a significant amount, it's just all the matter of going back and looking at the numbers of how much more you would either need to charge, or just even opening up different avenues and possibilities when it comes to this type of work and what avenues you're taking. Alrighty, next testimony is from Chelsea. So Chelsea said, I just have to tell you that I just listened to the podcast episode about your dad. My ex-husband is an alcoholic. I have created this crazy narrative in my head that just because I'm divorced in a small town from an alcoholic, I won't be successful. And I don't think it was until that day that I realized that. It's interesting when you say, well, it's not that bad because he didn't do this or that, or it could be worse, because that is so true. Anyways, it was very much what I needed today. Thank you for sharing this uncomfy situation. Oh, my heart is exploding. I really appreciate these messages. All right, this next one is from Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl. So this is from our Facebook group. Last year on November 1st, 2021, I wrote that I received $100,000 in income. In January, I did the 3-day manifesting money workshop and I received $1,000 in 3 days. Then I followed with the 31 days of abundance and hit $7,777 in 31 days. Note the 777s here. I talked about my car breaking down in March and took a solo trip to San Diego for this photo shoot in San Diego and hit a 10K month after a blank check I wrote for that amount sometime that summer. I wrote another blank check for about 12K leading up to our wedding and received an incredibly generous amount from our loved ones in monetary value exceeding that and future home gifts that we never had the means to purchase on our own just yet. I just got married to my partner of 11 years. Our legal marriage was November 1st, 2022 in paradise, just like we envisioned. And just a couple days ago, I calculated all my income from the year and was just at $101,000. Literally shook. Not going to lie, there were times where I didn't really believe in myself. Somehow I stayed the course and I did my best to apply the teachings of the course and show up for the community when I could. I felt like a chicken running around with my head cut off all the time when I was a bartender, online coach, wedding planner, wife-to-be, and trying to be a social human and a decent friend too. I'm so grateful for getting aligned with this community. Thank you, Anita, for your support and teachings. This is truly just a start. I'm attracting even bigger connections and opportunities through them. Haven't been back to my bartending job since after the wedding, and finally ready to fully believe in my full power, potential, and as a co-creator of my life with the universe / God. Interchangeable. So much love for you all, everyone. Sorry I haven't popped in here in a while. I just hope that this can shed some light on your own journey. But I hope that this can shed some light on your own journeys. You are all such a blessing. Thank you, Cheryl. Alrighty, it's from Catherine Rivera. She's been on our testimonies a couple times. Hello, Catherine. She just posted this about 4 days ago. So it starts with, beesh. Wait. I did the 3-day workshop again happily. My goal was to manifest $1,000 and I manifested $1,150 plus free food. Oh my God, the other day I went to a gas station to get, let's just say a snack. She went to the gas station to get a snack and someone paid for them for me because of course it did take a little longer than 3 days. So please don't be discouraged if it hasn't manifested because it is coming. Affirmations I used are, I have plenty. I love money and money loves me. I manifest money out of thin air. And she also put the numbers 10, 10, 33. I also wanted to add that I'm not perfect. The thought that I don't have enough is what I'm working on releasing. And right here is to prove that I have plenty. Oh, how beautiful. Okay, this last testimony is from Sarah Jones. So it starts with, happy holidays. I just finished watching your YouTube, How to Manifest More Money During the Holidays. And it was rejuvenating to send my testimonial from the 3-day manifesting money workshop. My end amount I manifested was $300 over my original number, $3,260. So that just proves that we are capable of what we become intentional about and how much we want, where we want to go and why. On day one, I meditated on the first question on how much you believe that you can obtain in the next 3 days if you really needed it. And the number 3,260 came to me. I wasn't sure at first if 3,260 or 326 or $32.60, but within 40 minutes of contemplating my manifestations from day one, I received $1,445 via my company. So it was so clear that it was the amount of 3,260. The day was just getting started and I manifested my round trip affair to Las Vegas for $26 and received another $70 for my company. I was refunded $22 and got all of the holiday gifts for my company and staff and clients for under $200 with the arrival in 3 days.
On day two, I manifested $1,200 from a new client within 45 minutes and a free 45-minute consultation. On day three, I manifested a booking request for my company valued at $500, tipped $39 from client, and I purchased $60 concert tickets for myself and my best friend, and received a request from my company for $75. The money is truly energy, and I want it to flow. I like how she wrote it, flow. I have been intentional about my spending, even if it's my gas, my car, about this workshop. And after this workshop, I plan on continuing the work to affirm my self-made millionaire status. You can absolutely use this on the podcast, socials, YouTube, and I now have a manifesting journal because of your influence. Thank you. Cheers. Oh, cheers. Sarah Jones. These are so fun. Oh my gosh. Thank you guys for taking all the time and energy to even write these stories out and even doing the work. So if you've been really in tune with the podcast community, I've been sending out a lot of emails lately. I haven't really been posting on the pod. And that's just because after my last episode, I'm like, holy crap. My whole world has been like flipped upside down. I'm like realizing that everything that I thought that I want is not what I actually want. And with that being said, I'm changing a lot of stuff with the podcast and really just focusing on these stories, not only focusing on the stories that you all submit to us, but just stories in general. If I really, really go back and look at all the things that have truly impacted my life and all the teachings that I do in my community, they all come back to stories. I truly believe that this is a season for us to really just be and absorb and learn through life. So again, for those of you who are not on the email list, just a little update here is that this is going to be the last episode of the season. And I truly wish that I could give you a date of when our next episodes are going to come out, but I can't, because that's what surrendering is all about, is that you literally take everything day by day. And if you're a manifesting generator like me, you know how difficult that is. But this really is a season for implementing, slowing down. And I'm just really creating a lot of space for new opportunities. I feel like I just need to find out who I am outside of social media, outside of the podcast, outside of being a content creator, which is so scary because this is what I've been doing for the past few years and it's lit me up so much. But when you're conscious and aware that something's no longer serving you in a specific season, like stepping back is one of the most eye-opening things that you can do, because you're creating this beautiful space for new opportunities, but you're also just really appreciating all the things that you have done. So that is what my next season is about. And I'd really, really love to hear from you all. Again, if you tune into the podcast today, you listened, you heard your own story, make sure you message me on Instagram so we can share it. I really do read each and every one of your messages and truly appreciate when you do send your testimony or these questions. But until I drop these new episodes, I'm really just going to be focusing on all of the magic that I've already created with these past episodes, going back and really just re-listening to everything, re-listening to all my courses, my modules, my content, of all the educational content that I've created for the past 2 years, because I'm taking a step back and I just want to be and I want to write stories. So if you're not on the email list, I highly recommend that you get on there, because that's where I've been sending the most updates. And when I say updates, yes, things that are happening in our community, but mostly just stories that happen from everyday life. And I'm so grateful. So again, feel free to send all of your testimonies. You can send them through email. You can send them through Instagram. You can send them by mail. I'm just kidding. But you can send them to me. I'm still going to be collecting them all, reading them all. And I left some resources down below for anybody who's not in the 3-day Manifesting Money Workshop and the 31 Days of Abundance. And that was another announcement that I forgot to make, is that I actually did a price adjustment with some of our programs. So again, if you're new to our community, you'll find those resources down below. If you've been in our community, you'll probably notice a difference. But I just want to say that it feels so good to release so much of the ego that has been keeping me safe. And now that I'm opening myself up to all these different opportunities, I feel like I'm just giving so much more from my heart, opposed to unconsciously taking action in order to stay safe and just taking a lot of pressure off of myself too. Oh my gosh, even. It feels so good to take pressure off myself and just be. So again, I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for investing time and energy into yourself in the pod. And I will see you in our next season.
you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money Podcast. If this episode resonated with you or shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.